Forest are back. I think we know what we're going to be talking about today. Forest just beat West Ham United in the Premier League for the first time this century. A Premier League victory for Nottingham Forest. Now, we're also going to discuss Newcastle beating the Reds 2-0 away at St. James's Park. But joining me in a wonderful Red Bull Vienna kit, is it, Kieran? It's a lovely...
That's New York.
New York. Okay, so go to the MLS, maybe.
Yeah.
I swear, I'm trying to think of anyone who's played for them who might relate to Forest, and I can't think of a single one, I'm afraid. Nope.
No.
That's really good radio right there. but Kieran, how are you, mate?
I'm all right, yeah. Obviously, got back from the second game that we're going to talk about yesterday, which was a phenomenal game, but the journey took it out of me, I have to admit. Going from Brighton to Nottingham and back in the same day is a bit of a trek.
Yeah, that is a massive trek, and it's actually the longest Forest fans will travel in the Premier League. That's how far that game is, and for you to travel, tremendous support from you. Let's talk about Newcastle United. That was the first game Forest played, 3 o'clock kickoff against Newcastle, home of, well, Oil Money FC, whatever you want to call it. They were fantastic. And that's not due to new signings. That's due to Eddie Howe, personally. I thought they were so well organised. Their defence was magnificent. I thought going forward, two goals were superb strikes and a lovely little dink over Hendo's head. Did the better team just win, Kieran?
Yeah, I think Newcastle this season are going to be easily mid-table, pushing atop the kind of top eight, I would say. I think the squad that they've kind of brought together, it's a really solid one now. They've kind of patched up their problem areas, obviously brought in Sven Botman for covering defence. Gumaresh looks like a real good midfielder, just kind of an all-round, really good player. He was being played... more centrally than he usually does because I think it's Jonjo Shelvey is currently out with an injury. I think he had to have surgery, which meant that Gumaresh got put more centrally. But overall, they were just really, really well organised, as you said. There was no breaking them down. And two really, really top-class goals as well. I mean, there was no saving their first one. And the second one was a lovely little flick around the corner from Wilson. So
I think... sometimes we held out very much a final line of defence was the goal line, really, if we're quite honest. Quite a few clearances off the line, not much going forward, no shots on target. Was a bit of a nervy start to the season. What was your first thoughts on this, on what Forest could do this season after that first game, Kieran?
I think... it's going to be very different to last season. Last season, obviously, we had Spence, that kind of raw injection of pace down the right-hand side. Obviously, Williams is a phenomenal player, but he is a different player to Spence. And in the Championship, you can kind of get away with leaving yourself a bit more open at the back because some teams don't have that quality to kind of finish you off on the counter every time. But in the Premier League, if we played like we did in the Championship... yeah, we are going to get torn to shreds. And I think this was the system we played in this Newcastle game was tweaked from what we played last season. It's had to be because of the change of personnel. But I think it is the players gelling, trying to get together at the moment and play how Cooper wants them to. But I don't think that game was anything to worry about, to be honest. I think we were up against a really good team. A very well-organised team. And it was the first game of the season, bound to have some nerves in there. Cooper's still trying to figure out who's best played where. You have to remember, these are brand new personnel to him as well. He's only got the scouting reports. So I think it's going to take time. And this Newcastle side does look like a really, really good team, as I said. So I think that Forest definitely... going off of that game, obviously, it's kind of hard to judge after one game. Even after two, it's still hard to judge where we are in comparison to the rest of the league because the league has started off in some style. But I think that this Forest side definitely has the quality of player that it takes to stay up. It's just whether the team can gel together quickly enough to start putting in a run of performances that gets us the points in that we need.
Totally agree. And you were agreed by nffc.isaac, who replied to our Instagram story on Over the Trent Pod, all one word. This is what he said on our Instagram story. Honestly, we lost, but we can't moan. Really a tough game against Newcastle, who are very good at home. 52,000 home fans. We look good in some spells. Niakate looks solid. West Ham next week, you Reds. I think that's very fair from NFC Isaac. I just think you've got to take the rough with the smooth. We played a very well-organised team, and they were very good at a very tough place to go play. We don't have a good record against them, even in the 90s in the Premier League football. So let's not get too worried about that. Over the week, it sort of became clear that Forest were going to keep essentially to the same team, apart from Mangala, who'd come in for Jack Colback in the midfield. Let's talk about Forest returning to the City Ground in Premier League fashion. Now, I was lucky enough to be with Forza Garibaldi on Saturday. They were the ones making that amazing Risen NFFC display. I was lucky enough to be part of that, putting out the little placards for people to hold up, which became makeshift fans. Let's talk about the heat. Ooh, it was a hot one, wasn't it, Kieran?
Yeah, it was. Absolutely no breeze at all. The stadium, it just, there was no movement in there. It was just completely still heat. And especially where we were sat, obviously we're sat at the top of the Brickford end. And it's just so humid up there because we have the windows behind us and the ceiling's very close as well. And yeah, it wasn't the most comfortable of conditions to be watching a football game in, let's face it, especially one that ended up being like that.
That game was something else. Yes, it was baking hot. And we hope everyone's okay following that game. I think it went up to 32 degrees. And those water breaks, I wish they brought on water for us and cold T-shirts because it was hot. Let's talk about the build-up. So many years of hurt. We milked this to death. But that build-up, that last 10 minutes to the game, it was a weird emotion for me because I was sort of wanting these 10 minutes to stay forever. This moment of what is about to come forth for us Forest fans, what I've always wanted in my life, just being so near. I'm going to get poetic here. It's like the green light for Gatsby in The Great Gatsby. Yeah. This is getting English A-level, people. You want to reach out and touch it, but you also love that feeling of almost there and just having that waiting, that almost seeing it happen and it can't go wrong because it hasn't happened yet was such a beautiful feeling. Also, you just want it to happen. You just really wanted Forest to get stuck in. And boy, didn't they. A really strong start from the Reds. I thought they were the better team in the first half. Let's talk about some of the chances created by Nico Williams and O'Brien, Mangala, Taiwo Awoniyi. So many different pronunciations of that man's name. We're going to stick with Taiwo. You can't get that wrong. Just a fantastic... I thought they were really good going forward. Well, what they lacked in punishments at Newcastle, they sort of made up for and looked like they'd really progressed as a side. Going forward, Kieran, what were your thoughts on Forest?
I think Nico Williams is phenomenal on the ball. And he's very solid defensively as well, obviously making a goal line clearance that we'll come on to later on. But some of the balls he put into the box were absolutely sublime. He knows how to cross a ball, that kid does. And Taiwo was, I mean, his goal wasn't the prettiest, but I don't think he's going to care. It's a goal at the end of the day. But he seemed to always be in the right place or just like one step off of the right place every time. He knew where to pop up. He knew where the ball was always going to be. And he has that real like goal scorer's instinct about him, it looks. And I think that is something that is vital for a promoted side. I mean, when Brighton came up, we didn't have that and we really struggled in the first few seasons. But having someone that can score those goals that aren't the prettiest is so important. And I think he might be that player. Johnson didn't look great in the first half. He looked a bit...
It looked a bit overwhelmed by it all.
Yeah.
Understandable. Obviously, home game, that emotion for him as a son of Nottingham must have been quite tough. Plus, yeah, the heat, plus also a step up in defending.
Yeah, I mean, he was up against Aaron Cresswell, who is a very good defender. But
England's probably third left back, would you say?
Possibly, yeah. He's definitely in there for an argument for it. But then you had Lingard just sitting behind them or off to the left, depending on what they were doing going forward. He looked good. He was making things happen, just couldn't seem to get that final ball off. But I don't know if that's just down to the fact that the team hasn't gelled enough yet. I think he's definitely going to be important for us going forward. If he can get going, he is going to be one of the players that keeps us up. I think that's fair to say. Mangala looked really promising as well. He made some really, really good balls from quite deep, picking up the ball, progressing it forward. He was about the field a lot as well. He looks like a really good pickup. But
whilst we're in the midfield, O'Brien, sensational. Yeah. We've talked about all these amazing players we brought in from the Bundesliga and La Liga and all that. Who was the person who I thought had the best game, bar Hendo? The championship signing. O'Brien was everywhere, absolutely everywhere. I'd give him the man of the match to Henderson personally, but the man of the match went to O'Brien because he's just pure dogged determination. Something Forest fans will absolutely eat up. It was reminiscent of a sort of John McGovern. I'm not saying he's going to lift the European Cup, but maybe not the most talented midfielder, but his determination and drive and all that was there. Almost,
he's scrappy in a good way. He really gets into tackles. I mean, I mentioned to you midway through the game, he was like the shortest player on the pitch, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, he was winning every header.
Like a little terrier, wasn't he?
Yeah, no, it was really, really weird. Like, he was up against these 6 foot players.
Yeah.
And he was just winning every header against them. And I had no idea how he was doing it. But yeah, him and Toffolo had some good moments linking up. But Toffolo, still not convinced by him. I think he's solid as a backup wing back. I think he's definitely, if we needed to sub him on, I'm not going to be there like, oh God, Toffolo's coming on. But I don't think he's got quite that kind of quite the same ability as Nico Williams on the other side. It's quite lopsided at the moment. But then that is why we brought in Omar Richards. So once he's back from his injury, hopefully he'll be able to pick up. And then Toffolo is a very solid backup option there. And Niakate as well had some good moments as well. Very good with the ball at his feet.
Defending on that though, I was a little worried about his. How do I put this? He's a very huggy man, Kieran. He just looked like he's getting his arms around everyone, I thought. And I was a little worried. There was a scent of Tobias Figueiredo in the air when he was near the ball. But that's sort of,
I think that's just adapting to the league as well. He was getting put into positions that were quite difficult to deal with at times, especially coming up against Mikel Antonio. He is not the easiest player to defend against. But what I did really like about him is his passing range. He was able to pretty much hit any pass he wanted. He was solid. And I'm looking forward to seeing whether... Obviously, McKenna and Worrell seem like mainstays in the team. However, we have brought in Biancon. I think that's how you pronounce it. Biancone.
Well, yeah. But he hasn't started.
Hasn't started yet. But he it's whether he's there to just be a bench warmer, essentially, or whether he's actually looking to be... Whether Cooper's looking to integrate him into the team. That's, I guess, we'll have to see. I don't see Worrell getting taken out of it. So it's just really McKenna, which right now doesn't seem like it's likely. He has taken the step up quite well, I think. But I suppose we'll see that throughout the rest of the season.
The amount of, there's so much bad luck for West Ham and Hammers fans. If you are listening, absolute commiserations to you. Just wasn't your day, unfortunately. How many times the ball was cleared off the line by Nico or by Toffolo in that first? I can just see them now. Just absolutely amazing. Just the ball was almost under their feet. It was creeping under, but them to just find a way to get it out into safety was fantastic. West Ham had a goal and it was ruled out. Antonio, Jermaine Genius described it as a pass blocker's block. It was a wonderful NFL block, a proper steam train into Mangala, I believe.
Yeah, it was.
It was a foul. Everyone saying it was a foul. I completely agree.
I think the reason why people are saying it wasn't a foul is because it didn't directly impact the play. But I think the way the refs looked at it, if Mangala was able to actually move there and wasn't knocked to the ground. I feel like he would have definitely been able to reach the ball and potentially put a stop to that attack.
The reason why it didn't affect the play was because Antonio wouldn't let it, is the simple way of putting it. And then you go down to the penalty, and David Moyes, I watched his Match of the Day interview, a fantastically well-behaved manager, which is something you don't always see on a Sunday afternoon on Sky Sports. I thought he handled it with much dignity there, and that must be applauded for not having a go at the ref. So fair play to David Moyes. I want to know your opinion. Was it a red card, Kieran, for Scott McKenna, who did his best Kasper Schmeichel and got his arm?
Henderson saved him there. If Henderson wasn't in as good of a position as he was, that was a definite red. But because he was behind him and was... Say McKenna wasn't there, Henderson had that covered.
Yeah.
If he wasn't there, that was a red all day. But because he was there, the ball wasn't ever going to be going into the net unless he somehow fumbled it.
The worrying I had when that shot came and he went to the VAR, which is weirdly in the Brian Clough stand, which just doesn't make sense in my opinion. It should be by the Peter Taylor, but that's a weird pedantic thing to say. I thought Scott was going to be sent off, but when you look at it, Henderson's in fantastic positioning. And Henderson's positioning is something that we need to talk about because he was sensational. There's the save he makes, the outstretched, fully horizontal, the Superman save, I'm going to call it.
The Superman save.
Slides in, he just gets his palm to it, and it just breaks away. And Toffolo saves it on the line. The quick get-up saves at the start of the second half were sensational. And the penalty save, the day after De Gea fumbles, he gives two goals away to Brentford. Henderson was superb, wasn't he, Kieran?
Yeah, he had a point to prove, and I think that was shown in the performance, definitely. But he is a top-class keeper. His distribution may not be on the level of Samba's. However, his keeping surpasses Samba's ability by a fair margin, I think it's fair to say. And I think that was something that... Whereas last season, because we generally dominated teams in possession, it wasn't so much of an issue that Samba, he was good shot stopper for the Championship, there's no denying that, and he would have been a good one in the Premier League, but Henderson is just kind of that level above I think Forest are going to need, especially given that they're going to be fighting towards probably the bottom half of the table. And you need a keeper that's going to be able to pull off these miracle saves, keep you in the game, to potentially go on and get a point or 3 points.
I thought he really reintroduced himself to the England setup with Gareth Southgate in the Peter Taylor stand, next to Marinakes, who was doing the sign of the cross every 5 minutes, apparently. He was like Jack Colback at Wembley. He was going proper hell for leather, ironically, on that. But yeah, it was a fantastic atmosphere in those last 7 minutes. It's very hard to be a pundit on this and not just go full on, they went on forever.
It wasn't 7 minutes, let's put it that way. It was more like 10, 11
It felt like
minutes.
Those 23 years were happening again. It just
rolling
and rolling and rolling. It just...
There was obviously time wasting towards the end too. Yeah. Dean Henderson learning off of Samba. Love to see
Sturridge.
It.
Sam Sturridge trims up. I want to say Lanzini. I want to say that, but yeah. I don't think that's right. He just proper tap tackles him as if he's in a rugby match.
There was Sturridge, and then Johnson obviously kicked the ball away when it went out for a throw-in. Got the yellow as well.
Yeah, it was very, very good display of what Forest need to be. They need to be bitey. They need to be dogged. They just need to stay alive. Now, obviously, two shots against the post, it's unlucky. It is unlucky for West Ham. It's lucky for...
Benrahma was so unlucky that game.
Yeah.
He was the one that hit the woodwork both times, I think it was. Yeah. And he kept getting into positions where he should have scored, but he just didn't. And I don't know how.
It was a real tough one for him. Now, we're going to look at Forest's next two games as a preview. Everton away at Goodison Park after a loss to Aston Villa and a loss to Chelsea. They're for the taking, are they, Kieran? Thoughts?
I think Everton's such a weird team to talk about right now because I think their squad is awful. honestly. I do. I think Connor Cody is probably their best player, which is kind of saying a lot.
I like Connor Cody. Do you not get me wrong?
Yeah, I like Cody. I like Pickford. I think they're both their best players, but the rest of the squad just isn't good enough for me. And the manager as well, obviously, Lampard, he seems very out of his depth.
I totally agree.
I think that this Everton team definitely has the potential to go down, but I think they're going to do what they did last season and just save themselves in the last few weeks. But yeah, definitely there for the taking from Forest, especially considering that win. It's going to have momentum on our side. And Cooper's going to be drilling it into these players that we've got to pick up points early on, so we're not under pressure come the end of the season. And this is definitely one of those games where we can do it.
Yeah, I totally agree. And if we do, we'd be over halfway to beating Derby's record low of 11 points. Now, Kieran, I'm going to introduce a new feature, and I haven't told you about this.
Oh.
It's going to be the panicometer. Now, some people do it on a scale, but I am going to do it the walk over Trent Bridge. Kieran, let's say the pub, I believe it's called the Embankment, is total panic. We're going to get relegated. Our seats in the upper Brigford stand we're fine. We're going to be absolutely fine. There's nothing to worry about. Where are you now?
After that performance up against a West Ham side that was in the Europa League semi-finals, I am going to say...
Are you firmly in your seat?
I'm not firmly in my seat, no, because this season's just going to be mental. I can already tell. The fact that you have Leeds up in sixth at the moment is kind of telling the story. United down in last on 0 points as well. It's quite funny. Yeah, exactly. I just this season's going to be weird, I think. But I don't want to say I'm halfway. I want to say I'm just before halfway.
Okay, so you're about even...
Like a third of the way across. I'll say I'm just coming to the end of the bridge or start of the bridge, depending
on... Okay, so where it turns off to go to the Trent end, you're about there.
Yeah, I'm about there.
Yeah, you still have... We're a very young and underdeveloped team, haven't gelled. But
I also think we've... Yeah, I also think we've got to get better defensively, otherwise we're going to struggle.
Totally agree. I thought there was moments in that game where it was on the line stuff, and that is not something that can be consistent. And I do fear when we play Man City in a few weeks, that'll be the 31st of August. I'm going to say, for the purpose of this, I'm going to say I'm just at the club store. I'm a little bit more confident than I was, but I also think it's a little bit worrying where the defence wasn't quite gelling. And if we're quite honest, that could have easily been 4-1. But that doesn't mean we can't pick up points against other teams. West Ham are a fantastic unit, led by a truly, truly great manager. So that pretty much wraps it up. Kieran, are there any more thoughts on that, the most recent game for the Reds?
Atmosphere was phenomenal. The West Ham fans having more allocation didn't make any difference. They were fairly quiet throughout. They had their moments, but
I thought they were quite funny, actually. I thought
there was some really good back and forth.
And we've got to applaud West Ham here, because I didn't meet a single West Ham fan who looked aggressive I think there was a really pleasant nature about going to that football game. And hopefully that remains. And I didn't see any aggro, didn't see any flair.
Nah. The only other thing that I did find quite funny about them is when they threw the money at the wrong player.
Yes, that was quite funny. But, you know, I can understand why they booed Jesse Lingard for that.
Yeah.
But it's all about the media's portrayal of someone. And what the media said about, what Forest fans said about Antonio was completely wrong. Sky Sports claimed that Forest booed Antonio, which is just not true. There was a standing ovation, quite the opposite. So I'm not really sure.
The other thing to take away from that game is that David Moyes has bad shoes. It was a different word in the chant. Yeah. But
love that. That's just, that's proper good chant, that. And there's not much you can really do, because it's quite hard to go, no, these are really cool trainers. My mum bought them. It's just funny. I think Forest have been really welcome back into the Premier League. And just the excitement of this past week. I know Brighton, a pretty good draw against Newcastle. I think those two could be seventh and eighth. And it could be Europa Conference time, maybe an FA Cup final for one of those. I'm going to lean towards Newcastle, if I'm quite honest. I just think they were a little bit more exciting. But you have beaten Man United at home. We haven't talked
to you then. Yeah, but we only won 2-0. I'm starting to think we're in a relegation battle.
Yeah, they really struggle against Stripes to Man United. But yeah, it's a fantastic start to the league. And did you watch any of the Chelsea-Spurs game or listen to it on your way back to Brighton?
No, I didn't get a chance. I have seen, obviously, the clash between Conte and Tuchel afterwards, and I also saw the highlights. It looked like a pretty good game. I think Spurs were a little bit lucky that some decisions went their way, but I mean, that's the nature of football. You win some, you lose some.
Yeah, and I think that sums up how West Ham feel and how Forest fans feel tonight. Now, we are going to try to get as much Notts County, Mansfield Town action in, but of course, with Forest being in the Premier League, we've got to really appreciate this. So we're going to try and get to some Notts County games, especially during the World Cup and international breaks. If there's anywhere you want us to go for Euro and away days, I think Burton Albion is on the card. So we'd be really excited if you have any ideas. And it doesn't have to be just football. We'd love to go to some rugby, even some cricket if we can get it in late enough, but I'm not sure we've got the time. But that can be for next summer. Ice hockey is still on the cards. I'm sure Sheffield could offer us some amazing options. But yeah, it's just an exciting time for Nottingham Forest, who find themselves 10th at time of recording, Crystal Palace and Liverpool still to play. Kieran, I'm going to wish you a go well and keep it URN. Go well and keep it URN. And thank you so much for listening. It really does help us. If you can like and subscribe, we'd always really appreciate that. Rate us, whatever you want to rate us, you know, 5-star. That's all we ask. Kieran, go well, keep it URN.